sweet listeners. It's another week of the podcast, and for those of you who are counting, we are at episode 145. My guest this week is so very cool. Julia Albain has quite the resume. She's going to talk about it a little bit later in the podcast, but for now, I'll just give you a few details. She was part of Team Star Kid, which was an American musical theater company founded in 2009 at the University of Michigan. Through the company, she played Vincent Crabb in both a Very Potter musical and a Very Potter sequel, and then was also in Starship. She did a lot of other work with them and really experienced success right out of college at a very young age. But sometimes in life, what you think you want, when you get it, you realize that maybe it isn't exactly all that you dreamt it would be. And so now, Julia has a very different life. As the owner of her own healing company, Julia Albain Energy Medicine. We talk a lot this episode about magic, about synchronicity, and about her journey to wellness and to finding just exactly where she was supposed to be in the world. I hope you love the conversation just as much as I did. So now, episode 145 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
You know you're like a real hardcore alcoholic when you later, years later, connect to other alcoholics and you tell them how much you were drinking and they go like, oh shit. You know, like anytime I meet a fellow alcoholic and they're like, what was your drinking at the end? And I tell them how much I was drinking, they're like, oh fuck. You know, so and I didn't really have context at the time. I knew I had a problem, but I was in it and I was alone in it. So I knew I needed to quit. And I tried for probably 2 or 3 years. I'd been trying to get sober and it just wasn't sticking.
Well, I would love to hear any stories where you've experienced something like magical or miraculous or something synchronistic or something that, well, either you could have witnessed it, like it happened in the world to someone else, or that you've experienced.
I mean, one thing I'll say is like, because of the work I do now, I've sort of filled my life with these moments, right? Because I get to see it on clients all the time. Like we're watching these really synchronistic, magical moments happen in the context of energy work and spiritual exploration. And that feels like a real gift. And it, what's interesting, I was thinking about it recently, is like, I wonder if some of us subconsciously like keep ourselves from miracles because we think if that becomes the norm, then it'll just get old. And I was reflecting the other day, I was like, it hasn't gotten old, even though I can probably almost every day have one of those moments with a client and it doesn't get old and it's never not awe-inspiring. And when I had that realization the other day, I was like, oh, that's really comforting. I'm actually going to like let in more miracles because it's not, the more miracles doesn't make it less amazing. The one when you were asking the question that came to mind was, in the last 6 months of my drinking, of my alcoholism, and I was in it, you know what I mean? You know, you're like a real hardcore alcoholic when you later, years later, connect to other alcoholics and you tell them how much you were drinking and they go like, oh shit. You know, like anytime I meet a fellow alcoholic and they're like, what was your drinking at the end? And I tell them how much I was drinking, they're like, oh fuck. You know, so... And I didn't really have context at the time. I knew I had a problem, but I was in it and I was alone in it. So I knew I needed to quit. And I tried for probably 2 or 3 years. I'd been trying to get sober and it just wasn't sticking. And so I think I'd hit a point where I was like, I think this is it. Like, I think I'm never going to be able to get sober. There's certain things in my life I'm never going to experience because of that. You know, I'd sort of given up the idea of having a relationship or a partnership because I was like, no one couldn't tolerate this. So I'm just going to have to be alone. All this stuff. In those last probably 6 months of my drinking, I started having dreams, started maybe like once a month. And then it was like once every couple of weeks. And then it was like once or twice a week. I would have dreams. And then eventually, like walking down the street during the day, voices in my head that were like, you are dying, you are going to die, and we need you to stop drinking. You know, it was like that intense voice of God in your ear being like, you're going to die and we need you to stop, you know? And then I remember one specific day, and I'd been hearing the voice, you know, it's like something pretty intense when you're like hearing the voice of God in your ear being like, you're going to die and I need you to stop drinking. And you're like, we'll see. You know what I mean? Like, you're just sort of like, oh, I'll take it under advisement. Like, and so I've been having this for probably 6 months, this voice, you know what I mean? Like very insistent being like, I need you to stop. I need you to stop. I need you to stop. And then finally there was one day, it makes me a little emotional thinking about it. I was walking down the street and the voice was there again. And I could even feel the part of me like that was starting to turn it out. But this time the voice was like, I promise you, if you can give this up, you will live the life of your dreams. You know what I mean? Like, everything that you think you want and desire, I promise you, like, give this up, hand this over, and all of that will be there for you. You know, it didn't instantly change things, but I think it landed in a way that then probably within the next few months, I was able to drop it and it stuck. And just recently, I had a moment where I was looking around my life and I was like, I'm here. Like, I, like, this is it, you know? And in fact, I got sober on New Year's Day, and Michael and I's anniversary of meeting each other is New Year's, and Michael proposed to me on New Year's. So New Year's is both my soberversary, but it's also this representation of, you know, for those who don't know, Michael's my partner, and it's an incredible, I mean, it's like a love of a lifetime. It's an incredible relationship. And so, yeah, like that to me, I think about that nugget all the time, the feeling of like, you know, the universe coming up next to you and being like, hey, you matter. It's like, I want you to stay here with us.
Dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed the conversation I had with the effervescent and dynamic Julia Albain. To find out more about who this beautiful soul is, please visit her website at albainenergymedicine.com. There will be a link to that website under the episode show notes, as well as to another site, radicalhealers.org, where you can do a little bit of a deeper dive about the space in which Julia's operating. I really encourage each and every one of you and find out more of what makes her tick. Thank you, Julia, for trusting me and being an incredible guest. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, and there were a lot this time. Justin Allen Arnold, Tim Kulig, Taiga Sound Productions, Artie the AI and Sasha End, Koala Vert, Frank Schroeder, and Kay Jarton Abel. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Size Blessings website at bitesizeblessings.com. On the website, there will be a link to Julia's website on the treasures page of that site, as well as complete attribution for all the music that I used this week. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Julia. Or you can be a little bit like me, but really be like Julia. When the universe intervenes in your life and says, hey, listen to me. Hey, this might be a good idea. Hey, why don't you think about doing this? You know, no matter what it is, think about listening. You know, you can drag your feet. It can take you a little while to come around to the universe's point of view. And you might just grumble a little bit, because grumbling is allowed. But take a chance and listen to that voice. That voice wants what's best for you. It wants you to live into all your dreams. It wants you to live to make this world a better place. So be like Julia and listen to the voice. Understand it only wants what's best for you, and sooner or later, you'll find yourself in a whole new, beautiful life.